Today on Through the Word, we begin the book of Daniel. Daniel is a stunning book of miraculous signs, remarkable and precise prophecy, courage, integrity, and above all, a story of kings and kingdoms. Now this is important. Kingdom is one of the great Bible themes, from King David to King Herod, from the curious story of King Melchizedek in Genesis to the final story of the King of Kings in Revelation. The entire Bible is a story of kings and kingdoms. Now, many of those kingdoms have come and gone, but there is one kingdom that will stand forever and ever. Ultimately, the Bible is the story of God's kingdom. Now, if you thought that the Bible was all about Jesus, yes, you're right. But think about it. What was Jesus' message? When Jesus went out to preach, Mark says that he preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. He proclaimed everywhere that the kingdom of God is at hand. His parables were about the kingdom. Even in his miracles, Jesus often pointed back to it. If I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Above his cross was a sign that read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Jesus was all about the kingdom. Now, if the kingdom was so important to Jesus, shouldn't it be to us? But think about it. If someone asked you, what is the kingdom of God, what would you say? Have you really even thought about it? Well, I think a simple answer to start would be, God's kingdom is everywhere that God is king. Every heart that honors him is king. Every people, every land, every political establishment, business, household, classroom, where God is revered as king above all, there is his kingdom. Although Jesus said that his kingdom is not of this world. Clearly, there's more to it, and the answer changes depending on whether you're talking about the past, the present, or the future, whether in the Old Testament, in the Gospels and Acts, or in Revelation. God's kingdom is a growing thing. It's a big story, the whole Bible's worth. But there is one place where you can see the story of the kingdom. The past, the present, and the future all come together. The book of Daniel. Daniel's story is truly an epic. It begins in 605 BC with the fall of one kingdom and the rise of another. It may surprise you that the kingdom defeated is that of God's people. Israel is conquered, and Babylon, a worldly and idolatrous people, establishes the largest empire in the world. Now in the Bible, the kingdom of Babylon seems to keep coming back, from Genesis 11 and the Tower of Babel, all the way to Revelation 17 and the final judgment of Babylon. It would seem that Babylon is a picture for us of all worldly kingdoms. And yet the story we follow is that of a young man, a captive from Israel, who has resolved himself to serve God as king while living under man's rule. Daniel is one of the greatest heroes in all of Scripture. Now, you may remember the story of the lion's den, but we won't get there until we're in chapter 6, and Daniel is more than 80. But it is not the great moment of victory that makes the man. It is the years of trials and challenges and faithfulness, the friendships, humility, and integrity of a lifetime lived out for God. That is the story of Daniel. Now, our story also has a few miracles. But when it comes to miracles in the Bible, we have a challenge. They're all in the past. We have them in writing, but how do we know for sure? Well, there is one kind of miracle that we have in writing that can be thoroughly verified today. Predictions of the future, accurate ones, set the Bible apart from every other book ever written, and set our God apart from every other God. In Isaiah 46, he declares, "For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand." Daniel is perhaps the Bible's most stunning book of prophecy. Dreams and visions, all pointing to the distant future, describing kings and kingdoms, battles and conflicts, most of which came to pass with exacting detail several centuries after this was written, which has made this book rather a battleground among scholars. Some decided that Daniel himself could not possibly have written it, that it was written several hundred years later, as if it were Daniel. Now, some time after those claims were made, we found a copy of Daniel in the Dead Sea Scrolls, dating back even before some of these prophecies were fulfilled. Still, the argument goes on. We'll examine the evidence as we move through, and we'll see prophecies that carry us into our own generation. So join us for the Book of Daniel, and get ready to choose your king, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and his kingdom will last forever.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.